Hey there, mental warriors. It's your boy Leo Weston back with another dose of focus fuel, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Managing your emotions better to level up your relationships. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around certain people? Or maybe you've blown up at someone over a seemingly small thing? We've all been there. Relationships are messy, complex things, and our emotions often get tangled in the mix. But guess what? You don't have to be ruled by your feelings. You can actually master them. Think of it like this. Your emotions are powerful allies, not frenemies. They give you valuable information about yourself and your world, but they don't need to dictate your actions or wreck your connections. So, let's unlock some strategies for taking control, shall we? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you become an emotional ninja and build stronger, healthier relationships. 1. Recognize your emotional triggers. We all have them. Those pesky things that set us off like a pressure cooker about to explode. Maybe it's criticism, feeling ignored, or even just a certain tone of voice. The first step to mastering your emotions is becoming aware of what sets them off. Think back on past conflicts. What were the common threads? Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop coping mechanisms. 2. Pause before you react. This one's huge. Instead of letting those emotions take over and spewing words you might regret later, hit the pause button. Take a few deep breaths, count to 10. Whatever it takes to create some space between the trigger and your response. That little gap can be the difference between a fiery meltdown and a calm, collected conversation. 3. Label your emotions. Sounds simple, right? But putting a name to what you're feeling can actually help you regulate it. Are you frustrated? Anxious? Overwhelmed? By identifying your emotions, you can start to understand them better and respond in a more constructive way. 4. Practice empathy. This means stepping into the other person's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but it can help you understand their motivations and feelings. Remember, everyone is dealing with their own stuff, and a little empathy can go a long way in diffusing tension. 5. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Once you've calmed down and considered the other person's perspective, it's time to communicate. Use I statements to express your feelings without blaming or accusing. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel ignored," try, "I feel hurt when I don't hear from you for a while." Active listening is also crucial. Pay attention to what the other person is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner, and they mention something about their day that rubs you the wrong way. You feel your blood pressure rising, your jaw clenching, ready to launch into a tirade. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, label the emotion, frustration, and try to see things from your partner's perspective. Maybe they had a stressful day at work and just needed a listening ear. You communicate calmly and respectfully, saying something like, "Hey, I hear that you're feeling stressed. Is there anything I can do to help?" That simple shift in approach can transform the entire conversation, from a potential explosion into a moment of understanding and connection. See? We've got this. So, remember, mental warriors. Managing your emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with these strategies in your toolkit, you'll be well equipped to navigate the emotional landscape of relationships with grace and resilience. Ready to level up your connections? Share this episode with a friend who could use a boost. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps us spread the word about the power of mental focus. Until next time, keep striving for unbreakable focus and those epic, fulfilling relationships you deserve.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.